The top stories today. The latest news poll shows the Coalition is gaining some ground ahead of Saturday's by-election in Wentworth. It's trailing Labor on a two-party preferred basis, but Scott Morrison remains preferred Prime Minister. Federal Parliament resumes today and there's bipartisanship in the air. Labor is backing the Coalition's plan to fast-track tax cuts for small and medium-sized businesses. A coalition of sexual abuse survivor groups says it's un-Australian that former Governor-General Peter Hollingworth receives ongoing taxpayer funding. As a former Governor-General, Dr. Hollingworth receives a yearly pension of around $350,000, as well as office and travel expenses. Dr. Hollingworth became Governor-General in 2001, but resigned 2 years later after an inquiry found he allowed a paedophile priest to continue working until retirement. Britain, France and Germany have called on the Saudi and Turkish authorities to mount a credible investigation into the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Arabia continues to deny allegations that Mr. Khashoggi was murdered in its consulate in Istanbul and warns it will retaliate against any sanctions that are imposed. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have arrived in Sydney as part of their first official royal tour. The couple arrived on a commercial flight just after 7 this morning. It was a low-key arrival. Prince Harry, Meghan and their entourage were driven to Admiralty House across Sydney Harbour at Kirribilli. The royals will begin official engagements tomorrow, including meeting Invictus Games participants.